This audio contains a complete analytical hypnosis session on creativity for you to listen to. It is the same session that we put together in the video portion of this lesson. It will be conducted by Raluca. Be sure you have about 1/2 hour of uninterrupted time available to listen to it. It's important that you know what it feels like before conducting a session. At the end of the session, you will be asked a few questions from the post-session report form on page 200 of your manual. Have it handy so you can understand the process and be able to use it effectively with your clients. Once again, preparation for your session. Turn off any telephones or cell phones. Eliminate any other possible distractions. Let any animals outside of the room that might be in there right now. Be sure that you are not chewing gum. Turn off any radios or televisions. Sit comfortably in a chair supporting your neck preferably. Now pause this MP3 until you have prepared yourself for all the previous steps. And when you're ready, then start the MP3 for your hypnosis session.
Close your eyes and relax. Take a deep breath. And take a second deep breath. And on your third deep breath, hold it for about 3 seconds. And exhale and relax. I'd like you to begin to relax all the muscles in your head, your forehead, your eyes, and your eyelids, your cheeks, your mouth and your jaw. Relax all those muscles in your head. And while you are thinking about relaxing all the muscles in your head, begin to think about relaxing all the muscles in your neck and shoulders. That's right, relax all those muscles in your neck and shoulders. And while you are thinking about relaxing all of those muscles in your neck and shoulders, your arms are becoming more and more relaxed. Now pay attention to your body and realize how your head, neck, and shoulders have begun to relax even more now that you are relaxing your arms. All the way down to your fingertips. And while you are thinking about relaxing your arms, more and more, think about how relaxed your chest and your stomach are becoming. Allow your chest and your stomach to relax and just let go. Get rid of any tension that may be in those areas. While your arms are relaxing and becoming very, very heavy, And while you are allowing your arms to become free from stress and tension, think about removing the tension from the rest of your body. Feel that relaxation move downward. And with every breath that you take, allow that relaxation to grow more and more. And as it does, you go deeper and deeper. Going down through your hips and your thighs, all the way down through your legs, and all the way to your toes. You're relaxing more and more. And you can feel that relaxation once again moving downwards. Starting at the top of your head, moving down through your neck, down through your back, and down through your hips. You realize even more how the stress, tension, and worry are moving out of your legs, down through your feet, and right out through your toes. Just totally relaxed and completely at ease. In just a moment, I'm going to have you bring your right hand up in front of your face with your palm facing you, about 8 to 10 inches away. Fingers pointed outwards and lightly pressed together. Then I'm going to have you try to open your eyes and focus on one spot on the palm of your hand, looking nowhere else in the room, just focusing on that one spot. The one thing that you must accomplish is you must remain totally relaxed and completely at ease, even with your hand in that position. So now, remaining totally, completely relaxed, I'd like you to raise your right hand up in front of your face with your palm facing you, about 8 to 10 inches away. Fingers pointed upwards and lightly pressed together. That's good. Now try to open your eyes and focus on one spot and only one spot on the palm of your hand. And as you focus on that spot, your fingers are beginning to separate. That's right. As you focus on that spot, your fingers are separating, wider and wider, more and more relaxed. And don't let it bother you now that your fingers have separated. It's a very natural and normal sensation. And in just a moment, as I begin counting, you will notice that your eyelids are becoming heavier and heavier. That's right, heavier and heavier, as your fingers separate even more. 1. Your eyelids are becoming heavier. 2. The more you concentrate, the more your fingers separate, wider and wider. 3. All outside sounds are just fading away into the distance. 4. So tired and drowsy. Let your eyes close all the way down. And 5. Return your hand down to your lap. As you go deeper and deeper into the relaxation. I'd like you to imagine that directly in front of you, within your arm's reach, is a white, dry erase board. I'd like you to imagine that you are picking up a black marker and drawing a large circle in the center of the white board, about 15 inches in diameter. It is important that you do not damage the circle in any way throughout this whole exercise. It must remain intact. Now, I'd like you to imagine that you are drawing a capital letter A in the center of the circle. But you draw it small enough that it does not touch the circle at any point, so as not to damage the circle. Draw it as perfectly and as crisp as you can. Now, with your non-writing hand, imagine that you are picking up an eraser and erasing the letter A that you just drew. Being careful not to damage the circle. Good. Now, draw a capital letter B. But this time, draw it backwards. Smaller than the circle. Careful not to damage it. As perfectly as you can. Good. Now erase the capital letter B. Now draw capital letter C backwards. Taking your time, concentrating on your task. And now erase the letter C. Now hold on for a few moments while I further explain your instructions. When I tell you to go ahead, you will continue drawing each letter of the alphabet in the circle, starting with the letter D backwards and then the letter E. Drawing each letter backwards and then erasing it and then the next one. Being careful not to damage the circle. Taking your time to draw them as perfectly as possible. But once I have you begin, once you start, I want you not to listen to me anymore, not to follow my instructions. I will be speaking to you, of course, and you will be hearing me. But try not to follow my instructions, as I will be speaking directly to your subconscious mind, which always hears and always pays attention. Your job will be to continue drawing each letter of the alphabet backwards until you get to the letter Z. Once you have drawn and erased the backward letter Z, you can listen to me once again, because because at that point, you will be very relaxed and open to suggestions. So let's go ahead and begin now by drawing the letter D backwards, smaller than the circle, and erasing it, paying no further attention to me. Then drawing the letter E backwards and erasing it, and then the next one. With each letter that you draw in the circle and each letter you erase, you become more open to suggestion. With each letter that you draw and each letter you erase, you are more peaceful, more relaxed. The closer you come to the letter C, the more open you become. With each letter you draw, you are becoming more and more accepting, absorbing all of the positive suggestions you are about to receive. With each letter you draw, you come closer and closer to attaining your goal. You are a creative person, and you will find that each day your creativity will grow more and more. Your mind is much more open, and you can easily reach into your subconscious to increase your creativity. Your subconscious mind includes all the knowledge you have ever experienced since your birth. And all that knowledge is now at your fingertips. You are constantly open to new ideas and new concepts. You look at everything with a positive attitude, being open-minded. Because you are open-minded, you learn more each and every day. Every day that goes by, you have more knowledge than the day before. Ideas flow freely through your mind, and many times you need to stop to take notes because you have so many new and interesting ideas. You are becoming more and more creative each and every day. You have the ability to retrieve creative ideas and knowledge from your subconscious mind on a constant basis that you have not been able to retrieve before. You are truly becoming the person that you wish to become. In just a moment, I will count to five, and at the count of five, I will snap my fingers, and when I do, you will be fully awake, feeling better than before, and very energized. One, starting to emerge from hypnosis. Two, feeling energized and alert. Three, in just a moment when I snap my fingers, you will feel better than before and very alert. Four, your eyes are beginning to open. And five, feeling energized, alert, and better than before.
Welcome back. From when you closed your eyes to when you just opened them now, how long did it seem like to you? 5 minutes or less? Realize that with the analytical session, the client will be more accurate with how long it actually took, as they were kept busy during the session rather than relaxed. They will still feel relaxed as a result of the session, however. Did you feel a heaviness in your body, as if your shoulders were sagging and you were sinking into the chair? Did you feel a lightness, as if you were floating above the chair, buoyant? Did you feel a tingling sensation in your fingers, your hands, or your arms. Anything else like excessive swallowing, REM, rapid eye movement, and the results of the depth test you would record on the post-session report form as you observe them. You just experienced the analytical session. A few points to remember when conducting the session on your own are to be sure to read the script slowly, but they do not have to be read as slowly as a non-analytical session. Just be sure that your client has plenty of time to follow your instructions. When you tell the client to take 3 deep breaths, again, take the time between each breath to observe their breath before you move on to the next one. If your client finished their task of the analytical vehicle before you finish reading your script, don't worry about it. Once they have completed their task, they will listen to you once again, but the fight or the resistance will be gone by then. Also, if you finished before them, you may continue with the awakening. Even though you told them not to listen to you until they have finished their task, they will still hear you subconsciously when you tell them to open their eyes at the count of 5. The subconscious is always listening, all the time.